So, pretty clinical performance from your guys.
It's difficult to say right now. I think obviously the two goals in the first half were special goals, and then the third goal was a pretty nice one as well. So for me, I mean, individual plays were really, really nice. I think obviously the game was affected as well by the ejection, so a lot of things went our way. I'll have to look at the video to tell you how good it was, but certainly there's some room for improvement as well.
How'd you feel about the road win?
Very good. It's nice to get the first. I think that was the first time Real Salt Lake has won the first game of their season in the history of Real Salt Lake. So it's another nice little statistic we get to all put in our pockets. And to get a shutout in the first road match was very important for us. And to get the win, obviously, in the first road match is important for us as well. So a lot of good things.
You talked about having more consistency, you know, especially on the road this year. I mean, coming off a championship, and that was one of the things you wanted to do. I mean, obviously a long way to go, but a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. You know, what I told the guys is that we wanted to come out here and establish a foundation of what we were going to be like on the road. And that was to be a very difficult team to play against. One of the biggest goals for us tonight was to get a shutout. So we did that. We answered the questions that I posed to the players. They answered them. So I have to feel good about that.
Did you feel like there were still holes? They've talked a lot about improving their D. Do you feel like there were still holes that you guys could exploit?
San Jose's defense?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, but let's be honest. I mean, it's early days in the season, and there's some of that's going to come through being together for a little bit longer period of time. And I think we're a pretty good team offensively. I think we're a pretty good team. We can cause some troubles.
Jason, how much did that first call, especially, sort of maybe even relax you guys?
As we've seen through our history, it can be very difficult to give away an early goal. I think that goal came before the 15-minute mark or somewhere right around there. So that's a difficult thing to have to deal with. And on the flip side, it's a real nice thing for us because I think it did give us a real strong boost of confidence.
Can you talk a little bit about Javier Morales' performance tonight?
Outstanding. He's a player that really, I said in an interview a few days ago, he's a player that I think he feels he has something to prove. And even coming off a championship season, I think that honestly he would be the first to stand up and say it wasn't a great season for him individually. Now, great to be part of a championship team, but I think he feels like he could have done a lot more. And so it's a real nice problem for us to have a confident group and a Javier Morales that I think is looking to prove something this year.
Jason, is it kind of the difference that you guys had your opportunities to finish while San Jose had a lot of opportunities and just didn't finish?
They sure did. I mean, they had a tremendous amount of opportunities early in the game at a clear-cut scoring chance. And Hamison Olave made a fantastic defensive play. So I think, you know, obviously to lose a game 3-0 at home in the first game of the year is an extremely negative thing. If I was Frank right now, I think there's a lot of positives to draw to that game as well, especially how they reacted to being a man down. That's when they created probably the majority of their chances.
Coach, your team had a problem until late last season, winning on the road, playing on the road. What do you have done to change that?
I haven't done anything. I think that the players have taken it upon themselves to take a little bit more pride and to have a little bit more confidence. For me, it was our problems on the road were between the ears. It was psychological. I think, obviously, the confidence that we gained going through that playoff run the way we did and getting those results on the road was immensely important for us.
Yeah, I know you've always tried to take the initiative on the road and really just try to impose your game on the opponent, and sometimes that kind of backfired a little bit. I mean,
absolutely.
Did you strike a good balance, do you think, tonight?
Well, I just think that we have a much more confident group. I think that they feel like they can go now and impose their will and not give up a bunch of chances or, you know, make mistakes early in matches. And so for me, that's the difference. I mean, always soccer's like sleeping with a blanket that's a bit too small. If you cover up your head, sometimes your feet show. And if you cover your feet, your head shows. So, in the past, I think we felt like we could go and try and attack, but that would mean we would have all kinds of holes in the back. And now I don't think we feel that way.
Can you talk about Nick's early save? I mean, it seemed like, you know, San Jose was going to equalize, and then he just made that stretch.
Yeah, Nick made a couple of really, really important saves for us tonight. Hamison Olave's play early in the game, as I said before, was monstrous for us. And it could be, it's one of those things. I mean, soccer is such a cool game. If Nick doesn't make that save or if Olave doesn't make that play early in the match, it could have been a completely different result.
What did you see in this game that you're going to work on in the future? Where did you see room for improvement from your own guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to go and look back over that game. I wasn't too pleased with the marking on set pieces in the first half. I thought they got a couple of real clear-cut chances in the second half. They got a couple more. So we're going to continue to focus on defending set pieces. I can't say that I was pleased at all with the way that we played for the majority of the second half, being up a man. For me to be up a man, I think we need, and for that long a time, we need to be scoring a goal. And we scored one right off the free kick, but then past that, I think that we need to have a little bit more control of the game. And quite frankly, when you're up a man for that long a time, I think you need to score. Because it'll come, there'll be more times in the season where we'll be up a man, and we're going to need that goal for a result. So we've got to do a little bit better with that.
I guess the decision to start the spin a little bit paid off pretty well.
Yeah, there wasn't much of a decision to be made. Fabi is somebody that's been with us a long time, have worked so very hard this preseason. He deserved the start tonight, and he took his opportunity.
Can you say the same thing about Ned? I mean, just give him the chance to start as well.
Yeah, Ned is, for me, there's been three real standouts in our preseason. Javier, Fabian, and Ned Grabovoy. And all three of those guys were pretty special tonight, so...
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome. Coach,